This is Stephen McHugh reporting for Unique Dyslexic iRadio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Stephen McHugh here for Unique Dyslexic. I'm talking with Alexandra, who is a student at Heriot Watt University. Hello, Alexandra. How are you?
Hello. I'm very good. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm fine. Can you tell me what you're studying at Heriot Watt, please?
I study software development.
And you're in your fourth year?
Yes, correct.
How have you found your experience at Heriot Watt?
I really like it. There's a lot of things that I was expecting. I was getting that, you know, from this set of lectures and knowledge, and also things that I didn't expect, like very great support and great environment.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. Now I want to go away all the way back to when you were at school. Do you want to tell me about a little bit about how things were at school for you?
Some things went very well and some things didn't go very well. So back in school, I like learning stuff. I didn't like the exams and tests, probably. That's something common. I find it sometimes difficult to get through the exams period. That's what I remember for sure.
Yeah, exams are a pain in the butt for so many people.
Yes.
Do you, what are the things that you enjoy doing at school?
I really like experiments for some reason. I really enjoy doing the experiments, even if they went very bad. So that was my favorite, create a house. But learn from it, you know. Okay, then you try something and you realize, okay, that doesn't work. I will not do that again. But I got through that, you know. Mm-hmm. So applying some theory, actually learning the theory and then applying it, that's my favorite part, I think.
You're into science from an early age.
Yeah, though. Most of the people would say, oh, you're more into languages and so literature and not maths, not physics, not chemistry. Hmm. Just because it was a bit difficult for me to remember the calculations. I could remember very well the theory.
Yeah.
But it didn't go well when I was applying a lot of calculations in an order, in a row.
So kind of remembering the sequence of things, is that right?
Yes, yes. Where I left it off.
Yeah.
How I continued, you know.
Did anyone ever talk to you about dyslexia at school when you were at school? Did anyone talk about that? No one brought it up?
No, not in my case. In my case, it was you couldn't get it very well. They could say, oh, maybe I was very bored to write it correctly. That was the approach, my way of writing. Though it was very visual that it was going slideways,
yeah,
all my writing. And the worst, I couldn't read my text afterwards. It was not possible. And most of the time, I was very good into remembering stuff from theory, learning it.
Yeah.
Because, I really gave a lot of attempt to learn something. And then if a friend at school would ask me, can you help me with this? I would help them with their notes. Who have a very great note, which I could use to help them understand the subject. But I couldn't help them with my notes.
You said you didn't like exams. So I'm going to ask you a question. I mean, when it came to, we have O levels and A levels and GCSEs and all that kind of thing. I mean, what kind of exams do you have to take when you're 15 or 16? Or did you not take any exams?
No, I had a lot of exams, three trimesters, let's say, somehow. So I had one before Christmas, one before April, and one before June subject. It would be quite stressful, but the final exams are the worst for everyone and all schools, probably. That's something similar with A-levels or something,
yeah,
I assume. So the grade system is 20 out of 20 is the best, and so 10 is the base, and so anything above is good. Below is not great. It's very competitive. Most of the students would have not only access to the classes at school, but also get reach for help from private sector, private tutors and stuff,
yeah,
to get through and get above the base. Very, very, very hard.
It's funny. I just did a podcast with somebody called Dyslexic Mum, and that's one of the things that she bangs on about you know, if you come from a well-off family, you can get extra tuition, and if you're not in a so well-off family, it's harder to get an extra tuition, even harder to get a dyslexia assessment.
Absolutely, yeah. Nobody knew about the dyslexia assessment. I mean, even the one person that had this assessment at my time, it was by his attempt, and still even 15 years now after, there is still not much of support to do the assessment. Okay. That's something to know.
I think that's practically the same here. So now, what happened after school? What did you do? Did you go into work, or did you just go to college? Or
I went to university, so to study business. I really enjoyed it. I did very well. I was really pushing to get through the exams, etc. I was reading textbooks probably 3 times. And then we go to the exam.
Yeah.
And it will always be the same experience. First time, okay, I got it. Second time you read the textbook, it's like, okay, I didn't remember anything from the first time.
Yeah.
And I understood anything. And the third time you read it, okay, now I'm getting it. Now I got to be there. So that was the experience, I think, for my first degree.
That's a typical experience for many dyslexics when they're reading, having to read it once, twice, 3 times. And then was that in your home country? Where was your home country?
Greece.
Greece, okay. So was that in Greece, all that was going on?
Yes.
So at least you had the warm weather.
Yeah. Yes.
Unlike in Scotland, where we haven't got much of an idea of warm weather at all. Why did you come to Heriot Watt?
After my first degree, I did continue into the industry just working. And then I realized, okay, maybe I want to continue with a master's. So I came first to do a master's in finance. I didn't like it. I switched it to another degree. I completed the another degree. Doesn't matter what subject, but I completed it. I went back to Greece and I had like a quick course on software development in Java. And I wanted to apply it. And then when I came back here, I said, okay, let me try to find a workplace for junior position. And there was like a selection of graduate apprenticeships. So that was a graduate apprenticeship program, which gives you the opportunity to study and work at the same time. And so this one, that's my case. So I'm like working 4 days per week and study 1 day per week. And it's like 3 trimesters instead of 2 semesters. Like the program is just a bit to switch different. So yeah, that's how I got in. Like, because I said, okay, that's a good, it's better for me even to get more familiar with the development, with the software development, with all the languages, not just the Java that I had started with.
Can I ask about your experience of your current qualification? Tell me some of the things you felt that you were good at doing, that you enjoyed doing, and then some of the things that maybe you didn't enjoy as much.
As I said, I give a lot of focus on the theory.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like read it through and out all the ways that possible, so my mind will get it. When I'm getting through examples of software applications, etc., I'm very good in the reverse engineering to understand, okay, that's how that was decided to be done. So I'm good on that. I'm good to get in the errors. Okay, that's probably not working because of this. So the cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
Because of theory. I'm very good in that.
Is that like problem solving?
In a way, yes. Like I could say, okay, that something doesn't, probably that's where problem is located. So that's where I'll focus on it. In the end, it is that. But I'm not very good on developing that. Like, deciding which one is better. Like I really have to get through all the ways to start developing. So like I will develop it this, and then I will find out, okay, the third option was the best.
Okay, so you're good at spotting a problem and dealing with it, but and then the issue, then what happens is it's kind of like trial and error, and you go through all the possible solutions to get to where you want to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Though it's also my favorite way of learning.
Yeah.
I think, as I mentioned about the back in school, to have the physics and chemistry, even if I didn't understand things, but with the examples, not examples, the experiments, I was getting it wrong. That's the way I would learn best.
Yeah.
Like I would learn, okay, that's not working.
There's a lot of typical dyslexic things going in there, and the way that we find the solutions is by looking at different ways of getting to the solution and then selecting the right one for us. But it's hard work that way. That's the only issue, isn't it, really? It's a lot of hard work.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. When we kind of first met, there was a lot of stress and anxiety going on as we went through support, and as you developed as a learner, that you learned to cope with the stress and deal with it better. Is that a fair thing to say, or have you got a different idea on that? And I'm quite happy, you know what I'm like, I like to hear what students got to say.
No, I agree with that. I feel at the start of the journey it was like more stress. I will do everything, doesn't matter the stress level that I've got, but I'll push. And at the end it didn't go well. I would say. You know, it's just built and built the stress level until nothing would function in the mind. So that was not the expecting result and the way that I would like to deal with things. So I realized, like, okay, which things are creating the most stress? What is, like, my scheduling skills? Mm-hmm. Like, placing the tasks in the order that is not very great, so I have to rethink of it. So I think that that's what was the focus, and learning to deal with that reduced also my stress.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's the best part. Like, I, because you never enjoy at the end, even though I like learning, mm-hmm. with being with stress levels all the time, yeah. aside, it's just not letting you.
And it's difficult to get away from it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now we're coming to the end of our degree. We've done our kind of dissertation. What's your plans after university?
Because I still have the third trimester. Mm-hmm. Like, I still got another course. So I've got my last test, my dissertation, presentation of dissertation, etc.
Yeah.
So I'm not focused yet for what is after. I'm really focused on that part, and I think that's maybe also something about dyslexia, but I'm not sure. In a way, like, I cannot switch my focus further to something else, because, like, that's my top of the hill right now.
Yeah.
I'm focusing on that.
That's your priority.
Yes.
Okay, last question. What year were you assessed as dyslexia? How did you get put onto thinking about dyslexia? That's really where I want to go. I think who kind of suggested that maybe a dyslexia assessment might be a good thing, or that you may be dyslexic or whatever. Where did that come in?
Okay, great. Good question. I had a friend. She did her assessment 2 years ago at her university, and I was, you know, after exams period, etc. I was just chatting with her, telling her how my examination went, etc. And I was telling about how I feel stressed, I feel it's difficult, everything is difficult, though I'm spending so much time of learning, and it's like, why I have to get through this experience this way. And the top of all was when because it was COVID period, and was like one open book exam, and probably, you know, they usually give, let's say, 4 hours for an exam.
Yeah.
That's usually the common assumption. We will give you 4 hours, and the level and maximum of questions will be around 4 hours, mm-hmm. right, when it's open book. In my case, I used a lot of hours. Like, I used above 4 hours to think and answer, etc. I got a good mark, but for me, I was thinking why I needed so much time. So I was thinking, if that was not 24 hours open book exam, I would not get this mark. And it was not about finding the resources. It was difficult because I had to write. So I understood that my handwriting, so it was very difficult for me to write everything in a way so it will be understood by somebody else.
Yeah.
And so it took me a lot of effort and time just straight on that. I was like rewriting the same page after. And it was like my answers were around 28 pages. So that's why it took so long, 28 pages to write and make the calculations right. So I needed the time.
Yeah.
And so that the things that, is that all right? Or I have to like ask somebody about it. And that's when she suggested why you don't go to the assessment provided by university. And I said, okay, maybe I will give that a try. And that's how I actually find it.
It's funny how the assessment, they give you an assessment and they make you do things that you know you're not going to be good at. And then I know I remember, I thought, well, I'm an idiot. Look, I can't do the memory one. Like, you know, one of the tests was remembering numbers backwards or whatever. I can't remember exactly.
Yes, I remember that. No, awful. Awful. Yeah. I was like, oh, gosh, I don't remember anything. I don't remember how it went.
Yeah, it's a bit of a pain in the bum. You were given an assessment. You were told you were dyslexic. I mean, how did you feel about that? Did it give you any answers, or was it just the start of a journey? So how did you feel when you got your assessment result?
I think I was like 50-50 on the result, what I will get. And when I got it, I said, okay, things make sense now. Okay, I don't need to be so hard on myself. I can actually focus on the ways that I can learn,
mm-hmm.
Instead of the ways which everyone else can learn and I can't.
Yeah.
So to give me, okay, probably have to like to focus on the way I can.
That's the important thing. It gives you the chance to figure out, I think for me, it gave me a chance to figure out why I didn't do so well at school. It wasn't because I was as dumb as a whatever. And I'm not suggesting that's how you felt, but that's how I felt as a kid. And then it enabled me to move forward and try to, like you said, about learning how you learn and figuring out answers and stuff. So that's really cool. This is the final question. If you had one thing to say, one piece of advice you'd give to any prospective dyslexic student coming to university, what would that one piece of advice be?
If you feel like you love the studies and give the time and effort to it and you don't see the expected results that you wish, probably go ask for an assessment or help. And I would say as early as possible.
Yeah.
Because like it will reduce your stress. Just like understand yourself better.
Mm-hmm.
It's your weapons in life.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate you taking the time out to do this interview with me. Thanks very much. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alexandra. This is Steve McHugh for Unique Dyslexic Eye signing out for today. Thank you very much.
This is Stephen McHugh reporting for Unique Dyslexic Eye Radio.